Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. I'm so glad you decided to join us today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about a topic I'm calling Mind Renewal Meditations, just meditating on the Word, some of the scriptures that deal with mind renewal. And this is really a mini-series or a pre-series leading up to the series on mind renewal. I was just meditating on some things and praying, and God just began to show me some ideas and some revelation and thoughts that I haven't really seen before. So I wanted to share them with you before we get into our series on mind renewal. And so what will happen is, more than likely, this will go through the end of the year and on into next year. We'll take one episode, which actually comes out on December 25th, and I've got a special episode in which I'll include Uncle Lou's letter, Uncle Lou's Christmas letter, I guess we could call it. And we'll talk more about that in the next episode or two. And that'll be on December 25th of this year, 2018. So let's do a quick review, very brief review. We've been talking about over in Mark chapter 4 about five ways the defeated one or Satan comes at us. And we talked about being rooted and grounded in love. And we said as believers, we need to realize two things, that the defeated one, talking about the devil, the defeated one is defeated. And number two, we're not mere men and women. We talked about the defeated one being defeated over in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. And we called him the deceived deceiver. And then we also talked about that he's been paralyzed by Jesus, praise God. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, 2. We talked about that some. And then we ended up over in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, about spirit, soul, and body. And I think that was the first three episodes in this, and now we'll carry on with part four. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness and kindness, your mercy. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, the true teacher who will teach us today. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we prepare to look at mind renewal, we mentioned that there were two truths that we needed to know. One is the defeated one is the defeated one. The enemy is defeated. And number two, we're to no longer walk as mere men. If I'm rooted in Christ, in love himself, I'm no longer a mere man. If we call ourselves believers, let's live up to our name and believe. Amen. All right, so let's look at a couple of things here to really get into this a little more about no longer being mere men and women. First thing we want to talk about is undeveloped spirits and unrenewed minds. Undeveloped spirits and unrenewed minds. It's amazing to me, when I look back on my Christian life and I look at others, not to judge anyone else, but just judging myself, but looking at others as well and seeing what they've dealt with, that in many, many churches and many places, we have not been fed the Word of God, and therefore our spirits as Christians are undeveloped. They don't develop. They don't grow. And our minds remain unrenewed in a lot of areas. But I think it's time to change that. I mean, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, something very, very powerful. Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 4, from the King James. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for up till now you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. And here's a key verse. For you are yet carnal. For where is? There is among you envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as mere men or walk as men? King James says. For while one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? I think it's very interesting. Then verse 4, we'll just kind of teach this backwards a little bit here. Verse 4, for while one says, I am of Paul, and another says, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? And they're talking about following, he's talking about following the teachings of different men. And many times I've looked at this and thought, oh, well, they're causing division among themselves because they're following the doctrine of Paul or the doctrine of Apollos. And I see that as definitely an emphasis. But then I looked the other day and I went, wait a minute, the word I is very important there. I am of Paul. I'm of Apollos. Can we not hear almost a sense of pride there? Because the word I, or excuse me, the letter I is in the middle of pride. Pride has I in the middle. I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. So there's that pride we talked about that the enemy tries to use fear and pride against us. He's coming to steal the word, and he's coming to use different aspects of lies to steal the word. And one is fear, and another one is pride, that we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. See, because the word says love builds up, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. So if we think, oh, I've got more knowledge because I'm of Paul, I am something better than you, then that's causing division, and we're carnal. Verse 3 says, for you are yet carnal. You're yet carnal. You're sense ruled. Look back at verse 1 again. And I, brethren, cannot speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ, babies in Christ. How much of the body of Christ is in the babyhood stage of growth, of spiritual growth? I have fed you with milk and not with meat because you couldn't bear the meat. And you're not even able yet now. Wow, that's pretty powerful. I think it's really interesting that when I went to Bible school at Rhema, that Kenneth Hagin, in one of the first classes, he was talking about this verse, I believe, and he said, you're all carnal. You're babies. You think you're something, but you're really babies in Christ coming to Bible school. And, you know, people got offended. Some people got offended at that. And I realized it was kind of a shock factor. And when he said it, I thought, what? And then I thought, wait a minute, he's right. If we're offended over this, we're carnal. You're carnal, verse 3 says, for there, whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal? And walk as men of the senses. But, you know, some people say, well, men of the senses, I'm only human. That's an example people say, which is really an excuse. Yes, I understand that. We are human, and we are in human bodies. But when we can get our minds renewed to the Word of God, there comes a place and in different areas of our lives where we can see that we will no longer walk as mere men, regular humans, because it's Christ walking through us. No pride, not of us, but Christ walking through us. And we become less men of the senses and more men of the Spirit. Praise God. Clarence Jordan says, you're babies in Christ. I gave you a bottle, not solid food. Wow. You know, when our spirits are not developed and our minds are not renewed, we're actually controlled by the outside, by the senses. We're controlled by outward circumstances rather than inward realities. Weymouth translates those verses. And as for myself, brethren, I found it impossible to speak to you as spiritual men. It had to be as worldlings, as to worldlings. I like that word. Mere babes in Christ. Really, babies of the world, of the world system. I fed you with milk and not solid food, since for this you are not yet strong enough. For as long as jealousy and strife continue among you, can it be denied that you are unspiritual and are living and acting like mere men of the world? For when some are saying, I belong to Apollos, and another says, I belong to Apollo. Excuse me, I read that wrong. I belong to Paul, and another says, I belong to Apollo or Apollos. Is not this the way men of the world speak? Wow. I'm going to read that again because I kind of broke up some of the words there. For as long as jealousy and strife continue among you, can it be denied that you are unspiritual and are living and acting like mere men of the world? For when some are saying, I belong to Paul, and another says, I belong to Apollo, or Apollos. Is not this the way men of the world speak? Wow, that's powerful. Arthur S. Way says, where he's talking about your carnal, he translates that, living lives far from divine. One translation says, living by human standards. Contemporary English Bible, I believe that is. Living by human standards. Amplified says, are you not unspiritual? Are you not walking like ordinary men, unchanged by faith? Wow, faith needs to change us, and it will change us as we renew our mind to faith. Amplified Classic says, behaving yourselves after a human standard and like mere unchanged men. And I don't know where I got this. I thought the Classic Amplified said this last phrase. It's not in there, but we got it from somewhere. Listen to it again, and I'm going to tack this phrase onto it because it makes sense, and I'm not sure which translation it is. Behaving yourselves after a human standard and like mere unchanged men, not able to talk yet, or unable to talk yet. Wow. Isn't that the case, though? When we're not acting like mere men, we can talk the word because we're acting like our Heavenly Father, like God, because we're made in His image. We're speaking His word. But when we're acting after a human standard, like mere unchanged men, we haven't learned to talk. In fact, babies can't talk. They're learning to talk. And the same is true with spiritual babies. This is a pathetic confession for Paul to have to make, Kenyon says. Get this. You are sense ruled. Your body ruled. Your unrenewed mind ruled. Your emotion ruled. We could say your conduct is the conduct of mere men when you might walk as sons of God, not slaves to the sense realm. Hagen says carnal Christians have not learned the love law nor the love walk. You see, we really need to grow. See, we can grow in faith. Romans 12:3 says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We can grow in love. Romans 5:5 says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who's given to us. And we can grow in wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says Christ has been made unto us wisdom. So we have wisdom. We have love. We have faith. But we must grow in all of that by growing in grace, which we could say is God's riches at Christ's expense. That's a good acronym, G-R-A-C-E. And we've talked about it on this before, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. So let's close today with 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Grow in grace. Grow in that G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. Finding out who you are in Christ and locating yourselves in the different areas of spiritual growth. We're going to come back next time and talk about that. So praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we don't want to walk as mere ordinary men and women. We want to walk as believers in Christ. Thank you, Lord. You're leading us by the Holy Spirit into the Word to grow in that grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.